In this step, we're going to create a target for the ball to hit and score points. I'm going to first add in a new item, and it's going to be a user control named kicking target. And it's going to be a kicking target because it's going to bounce the ball back when it's struck. We're going to change the size of this control to 100 by 100 pixels. And let's change the layout type to a canvas. And remember, that's required for physics controls. And we'll add in a simple ellipse here for the target. And I'm going to make this 90 by 90 pixels, and we'll locate it at 5, 5 so that it's centered. And we can add some color in there. And let's add a second ellipse just for a little show. And we'll make this 70 by 70 pixels and center it at about 15. Okay, and our color didn't quite stick there, so let's just do something like that. Now, we want to create one physics object out of these two ellipses, so I'm going to first group them into a canvas, and we'll call this CNV, kicking target. And let's add in a physics object behavior to that target. So we go to behaviors, the physics object behavior. And we want this physics object to be static. We want it to stay in place on the playfield and not fall due to gravity. And we also want it to be bouncy so that it kicks the ball back. And so to do that, we can give a restitution coefficient greater than 1. I'm going to give it 2, but you know, feel free to play with that property to see how bouncy you can make it. And now if we build this project, we can go back to the main page, and that new control will be available for us. So we can find kicking target. There it is. And we can drag a few instances of that onto the page here. Okay, I'll go a little crazy with it. And let's just run it and see what we get. So we can hit it, and as you can see, that's bouncing back when it strikes that. And I can still cheat, and I can use the mouse here to pick this up, and I'll just drop it right here. And you can see that it gets a nice kickback effect. So in a future step, we'll add scoring to this when the collision event occurs.